Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Friday, April 5th, first Friday in the month of April, and hope you are doing well and been enjoying the blessings of God. Well, the work week is coming to a close, and we're headed towards the weekend. So I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us in our weekend Lord's Day services. We'll have services Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10:15, worship at 11:05, and then Sunday evening at 6:30 p.m. That'll be right here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road in Madisonville, Kentucky. Love to have you come and be a part of those services with us, and pray for us that God would bless in a special way. Well, there's been a lot going on around here lately, and I hope that you're enjoying the blessings of God as well. I hope that you're keeping us in prayer and praying that God would bless the program today. We appreciate our faithful listeners that tune in on a daily basis on the weekdays and listen to this broadcast. And then we have a weekend broadcast in North Carolina on two stations there, WYZD and WCOK, where Brother Ricky Cothran is the manager of those stations. We air those there on Saturdays, and so we enjoy that as well. Appreciate faithful listeners, and I hope that you've been enjoying the message we've been preaching this week on the comforting work of the Holy Spirit. We're going to return to that and actually complete that here in just a little bit. And I've got a good song queued up by the Shepherd family. Seems like on Fridays I love to play this song. It's entitled, There Ain't Nothing Better Than Jesus. And friend, I'm telling you, there's nothing like being saved by the grace of God. If you've never been saved, you don't know what you're missing. Now, you're going to miss out throughout all eternity, but you're missing out right now if you're not saved by the good grace of God. You ought to call on the Lord and ask Him to save you. Amen. If you are saved, I tell you, we ought to just lift up holy hands. We ought to give glory to God, because just like this song says, there ain't nothing better than Jesus. So hope you enjoy the song and then the message. Well, it is time to look back in the scripture, and for this week's text, we're looking in Romans chapter number 8, verses 26 and 27. We've been dealing with a number of verses in each section thus far in our study of Romans chapter number 8, but this week, look at two verses, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. We're preaching on the comforting work of the Holy Spirit, but I'm talking about how that the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. Today's broadcast is going to complete the message that we began earlier this week. And I hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy the message as it was preached live from the pulpit of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky.
Romans chapter number 8. Look in verse number 26. We're dealing with the Holy Spirit today, and I'm titling my message, The Comforting Work of the Holy Spirit. In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, and then we'll stop with just these two verses. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. For he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. We'll stop reading there. Ask God to add the blessing to the reading of His Word.
And having read our scripture reading for today's sermon, we're going to pick up and we're going to have just a little bit of what aired on yesterday's broadcast and then continue on with the new part. And so I hope you will enjoy the message.
The comforting work of the Holy Spirit. I almost titled this, The Spirit Helpeth Our Infirmities, because that's such a wonderful thing. So the Holy Spirit living within us makes intercession for us after the will of God, or according to, that's where the last phrase of verse 27, according to the will of God. Amen. He's always right because he's always praying in the will of God. Amen. Now, I've got this lengthy note that I want to pay attention to, and then I'm going to get to my conclusion, and I'll be done. First of all, I want to say this. This is an enormous blessing to the people of God, this thing of salvation. It's an enormous blessing to the people of God. We realize we're weak, but He's strong. The kids sing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. And it says, we are weak, but he is strong. I'm glad that we're weak, but the Spirit of God is strong. We recognize that. We know that he is the vine, we're just the branches. We know that without him, we can do nothing. But this doctrine encourages us that we have the Spirit of God within us that enables us to pray as we ought. Amen. Every one of us has our time of weaknesses.
Yep.
Even the strongest among us have our times of weaknesses. But saved people have the Spirit of God abiding in them, praying for them, and instructing them or us in the mind of the Spirit so we know. And he influences us towards holiness, towards righteousness, and towards spiritual perfection or maturity. Amen? He's instructing us in the way that is right to go. Now think with me for a moment about this. There's going to come a time when our body is going to become so infirm that it's frail. There's going to be a time we're going to be laying on our deathbed. There's going to be a time when we're going to be laying on the bed of affliction, as they say. In other words, our body is going to become so frail and infirm that we won't be able to go to the house of God. Our eyes may become so dim we can't even read the Word of God. Yeah. Our mind can become so befuddled that we can't even think straight anymore. But even then, the justified man or the justified woman has somebody on the inside that helpeth our infirmities. Somebody on the inside that knows what's going on at the house of God. That knows what's been said in the Word of God. That knows what is the will of God, amen, and has free access to God. We, as the believer, even in that infirm state, even in that weak state, we have access to the throne of God through the Spirit of God, amen. If our physical heart begins to fail, the Spirit of God will strengthen our spiritual heart with the promises of God's Word and the senses of His presence, amen. If our earthly mind becomes so confused and bewildered that we can't think straight because of pain or age or illness, yet the Holy Spirit can help our infirmities by speaking to our spiritual mind and giving us grace and peace and patience to endure the passing of the body. Though our outward man perish, this is how the Bible says it, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. How is that? By the Spirit helping our infirmities. Amen. In our weakest hour, Satan may gather his forces and mount an attack and come in like a flood against our spirit. Yet the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. Amen. Because we've got the Spirit of God indwelling us. You know what the Spirit of God, what that standard, that's the promise of God. The Holy Spirit will lift up a promise. Listen, child of God, listen. We do not have to fear the infirmities of the flesh. We all have to face them. Science ain't ever going to figure out how to live forever. It's not going to happen. They're not going to learn how to live forever. We're going to have infirm bodies. I mean, we've spent the most of any nation that's ever spent on medication and medical things, and we're sicker than we've ever been. One little spider bite can do so much damage. One little cancer cell can do so much damage. One little sickness, one little virus can do so much damage to this mortal body. But what God said is that this ain't all there is. There's a glorified body waiting on the child of God. And we've got the Spirit inside of us that groans for that and longs for that and encourages us with that. And we don't have to fear death on this world. Amen. We can put our faith and confidence in the God of heaven. Amen. I think about so many. You think about the martyrs and different ones, different people. I've heard people giving testimony after testimony about how that things were in their dying hours. They said D.L. Moody raised up and looked out the window and he said, "Is this my day of death?" He said, "This is my coronation day." It's the crowning day. Amen. I'm telling you, as a child of God, we can rejoice that we've got the Spirit of God living in us, and we've got the promises of God, and we believe them. We've got hope in them. And so we can patiently endure, waiting, trusting, knowing that these things are all going to work together for our good and for the glory of God. Amen. Here's what he said again. I go back to what we've read previously in verse 15, but he says, we've not been given the spirit of bondage. No, those that are saved. We've got the Spirit of God. Amen. We've not been given this spirit of bondage. We've been given the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Here's the idea. We know Him as our Father. Amen. We know Him. He knows us. That's what He sees our heart. He knows all about all that. Amen. We know Him. We belong to Him. He knows us. He possesses us. He's bought us with a price. He lives in us. He helps our infirmities. That's what He's talking about in this thing. He is the one that convicted us of sin. Talking about the Holy Spirit. And I'm not praising the Holy Spirit above Christ or above God. Matter of fact, I don't know how you separate all that. Holy Spirit never puts praise on Himself. He puts it on Christ. Christ never takes praise on Himself. He gives it to the Father. Yeah. But we praise God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Thanks be unto God. Amen. But here's my point that I'm saying. He's the one. The Holy Ghost is the one that convicted us of sin. He's the one that pointed us to Christ. Amen. He's the one that helped us recognize and have faith in Christ's sacrifice. He assured us that we could be accepted in the beloved. He shed abroad the love of God in our heart when we got saved. Amen. And right now, when we get surrounded by trouble, you know what He's going to do? He's going to help our infirmities. He hears our prayers and He deserves our praise. I believe that's right. Well, we're taught in the Bible, and I'm not going to have you turn to these verses. I've got some. We've been taught in the Bible, when troubles come, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to pray. James 5:13, the first part of that verse says, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Amen. When troubles come, we ought to pray. We ought to pray. There's times in troubles, those are the very times, matter of fact, when that the Holy Spirit is especially active in teaching us. Amen. Most of our lessons are not learned leisurely. Most of our lessons are learned in the hard way. Amen. There's some strain in the education. There's some labor involved in that education. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just buy a book and lay it down on the couch and lay your head over on it and absorb everything in it? Or maybe lay your head down and put the book on it and think it just drain into your ear and get into your mind, but it don't work that way. If you're going to learn what's in that book, you're going to have to take time to read it. But here's the blessing of the Holy Ghost. We've got the book that the Holy Ghost wrote. He inspired it. He preserved it. We ought to be reading it. But the same Holy Ghost that wrote that is the same Holy Ghost living within us that can teach us those truths and aid us in those truths and help us in those truths. That's what He's talking about here. And He helps us in our prayer life. Amen. What a great refuge prayer is. What a great blessing it is then when trouble comes and it drives us to prayer, because that's where our strength is. What a great refuge it is to know that the Holy Spirit teaches us to pray according to the will of God. We're not just praying haphazardly. We're praying according to the will of God. And we've been assured that when we pray according to the will of God, we can trust those prayers will be answered. 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Amen. Now, we were warned back in verse number 7 of chapter 8. I want you to look there. We were warned about the carnal mind, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. We were warned about that. But we're assured here in verse 27 that the mind of the Spirit is not against God, but it is according to the will of God. Amen. So we've got the flesh working against us. I understand that. But we've got the Holy Spirit working in us and for us. That's what He said. Amen. Not that He's doing it all for us, but He's doing it to help us in our benefit is the idea. I go back to that. So the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, teaches us to pray. It teaches saints what to pray for. He teaches us to ask on earth the exact correspondence to what Christ is asking in heaven. He teaches us to pray just like Christ is praying in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. And so he teaches us that our prayers can correspond with his. Therefore, the intercession of Jesus before the throne of God is echoed, or is the echo of our prayer here on earth. Amen. That's a blessing. Now, here's my conclusion. I said I was going to conclude with these thoughts. What should this truth do for us? What should this truth do for us? We got the Holy Spirit. We're not Pentecostals. We don't, and I don't know, I'm not trying to blanket label all of them this way, but I'll just say it this way. From what I've understood of them, many of them make more of the Holy Ghost than they do of God the Father, God the Son. It's almost like that they deify Him and put down the others. And then, of course, you got some that's Jesus only, and I can see that more clear, to be honest with you, than I can see trying to divide them up and make one better than the other. Because the three are not three, the three are one. You say, explain that. I can't explain it, but I know it's true. Amen. I know it's true. I know that how power works, you got a positive, a negative, and a ground, and when you get them three together, you got one powerful thing. Amen. And so, I don't understand all of that, but I'm saying this. God, what he's talking about here in our text, is that God is working in our life while we're on earth. It's not just that he saved us and said, all right, you're on your own. No, he put the Spirit of God in us. And even though he didn't rapture us out of this wicked world yet, he will one day, but he hasn't yet. And until he does, we've got the Holy Spirit inside of us. Now, I recognize that there's a lot of fear in our world today. And if you watch these horror movies, all this demonic thing, I really believe demons are real. Devils are real. They're a whole lot more real than Hollywood. Amen. Hollywood can make them look real powerful, and they may be more powerful than Hollywood can even make them look. But one thing we can be assured of is that greater is he that is in you, if you're saved, than he that's in the world. Who's the he that's in us? God Almighty. Amen. Who's the he that's in us? Christ lives in our heart, we say it. But it also, the Holy Spirit indwells the believer. He that hath the Son of God hath the Spirit of Christ. Amen. He that hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. So if you've got the Spirit of God in you, you've got Christ in you, and you've got one that's greater than this world. We're still on the world. On the earth, we're still in a body of mortality. We find ourselves afflicted, yet not in despair. Amen. Why? Because we know we've got the Holy Spirit's help in these matters. Amen. Not only is the Holy Spirit guiding us into all truth, but he's also teaching us how to pray as we ought. He's showing us how to pray as we ought. Now, I'm going to have them come with a song. We're going to stand in a moment and have an invitation time. But as they come, I want to ask this question. Do you feel that infirmity today? Do you recognize the fact that, are you aware of your weakness today? See, I think there's a danger. I think there's a twofold danger. There's a ditch on each side of the road, as you say. I think you can be in either one of the ditches and you're out of the road. One ditch is the side that says, I'm just so weak I can't do anything. The other side of the ditch says, well, I'm so strong I don't need anything. Both of them are wrong. If you're saved, listen to me. If you're saved, you may be weak and feel like I can't do anything, but he that is in you is helping our infirmities. Now, what does he mean for us to do? He means for us to get up and go on for God. Pray, trust God, believe God, grab hold of those promises, lay claim to those promises. Amen. Don't just lay claim to them in the sweet by and by. Right now, we can lay claim to those promises. Even in this dark world. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. As that concludes another week of radio broadcasting, we do hope you have a great weekend. I hope you'll be in the house of God on the Lord's Day. And I'd love to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Our Sunday morning service, Sunday school starts up at 10:15 a.m. and then the preaching time at 11:05 a.m. as well. Sunday evening service is at 6:30 p.m. Love to have you come and be part of those with us.
Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.